Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale podcast. I'm your host Anuj, and just like every week, I'm here to give you some useful tidbit about two-wheelers and riding. Now, riding big bikes is one of the most thrilling, intoxicating, and exciting things one can do. The adrenaline rush you get while doing it is unmatchable, undoubtedly. However, as fast and responsive big bikes are, they can be equally intimidating and risky if not handled gently and with proper technique. Well, one wrong and uncalculated move and you may end up in the hospital bed, well, or even worse. But in order to prevent such misfortunes from happening, there are a few techniques and precautions every big bike rider must take. Especially those who are new to it, someone who's either upgrading from a 200 to 400cc motorcycle to a middleweight multi-cylinder bike, or even people who are moving up from a middleweight to the little class category and beyond. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of this, the big displacement performance motorcycles are really sensitive. Especially their throttle and brakes are so precise that even a slight input returns a substantial feedback. And that's why this podcast is so important for me and new riders. I have ridden a fair share of big bikes and along the way learned certain things that are important to avoid any mishap. And for this week, I thought why not I alone share my insights with you listeners. So without any further ado, let's jump right in. Now the first thing you have to remember or keep in check is your emotions. Excitement is something that you really need to keep in check all the time, especially in the initial few attempts of riding a powerful machine. I've seen people getting carried away due to the brutal acceleration that a performance bike offers. And in such scenarios, no matter how skilled you are, you may land yourself in trouble real quick. So being excited is alright, but it is also important to hold your horses and remind yourself that you are not experienced enough to go all gung-ho on a big bike. Now, moving on to the second point, it is throttle control. Now, one of the biggest mistakes one can do after getting on board a big bike is to redline it in every gear immediately after setting off. I know it is very addictive, and that crisp and quick throttle response is pretty exciting of a sports bike, but it can also be a cause of things going haywire. Now, the most important thing to remember here is to not hold on the throttle too tightly. Holding it with a lot of pressure won't give you the proper judgment of how much inputs to apply. Instead, you should always hold on to it how you would hold a screwdriver, you know, with your wrist slightly angled outwards. This will help you give gradual throttle. You can also try resting the outer side of your palm on the bar and weights and just roll on the accelerator with your fingers in the initial phase. Now, if you want an even better way of controlling the throttle, well, if you are a beginner, what you can do is start off in the second gear, as it has much lesser torque than the first gear, if not much, at least slightly lesser torque than the first gear, and it is much safer even if you go slightly overboard accidentally. Now that was about throttle response or throttle control. The third thing you have to take care of are the brakes. Now many of you would know that the front brake stops your bike quicker than your rear brake. That's obvious. However, it's also true that you can't go too hard on the front brake. Even so, if your bike doesn't have ABS, it might just topple over under hard braking. And this risk is several times higher in a big displacement performance bike as compared to a smaller, more affordable machine. The brakes of these motorcycles are so sensitive that you may land yourself in trouble real quick. And if it's a modern bike with ABS, then it shouldn't be much of a problem. Talking about the technique here, prohibit yourself from using all four fingers to apply the brake, the front brake lever. Instead, use only two fingers. Well, it only makes sense because it will allow you to apply much lesser pressure, and your action should also be gradual. You should always try to gently squeeze the front brake rather than grabbing it suddenly, because that's when things really go wrong. And Now, the fourth point here would be getting used to the controls. And by controls, I mean the turn indicator switch, pass switch, and the horn. It's very important to get familiar with controls before you start riding a new big bike. Well, if it's your own bike, you will eventually get used to it, obviously. But if you are testing a showroom bike or you have borrowed a friend's bike, understand all the switches before heading out. Now, this may sound silly, but the main point here is to avoid any distractions while riding. That's because these bikes go so fast, so easily, that even 2 seconds of distraction may result in a panicky situation. Well, you would not want to fumble finding the indicator switch before taking a turn on the highway. The fifth point would be riding with all the electronics on. Now, some people might make fun of you that you are relying on electronics, but it's okay to take that, mockery rather than getting into a serious trouble or getting into an accident. So no matter how brave and skilled you are, riding with all the electronics turned off is like danger is always lurking around. Even the most skilled riders tend to make mistakes once in a while, and that's when electronics like traction control and ABS come to your rescue. And as I said in the beginning, it is very easy to get carried away on a powerful bike. And the electronics in modern bikes are there to make up for the lack of emotional awareness. Now, let's move on slightly ahead in the process. Now that you have gotten used to the controls, you have learned how to handle throttle and apply brakes, now it is undoubtedly tough to resist the urge of belting a high-speed motorcycle once you see an open stretch of tarmac. However, what's really important here is to tuck in while doing that. If your bike has a tall windscreen, then nothing like it, because then the wind blast will be easily deflected away from you. But if there's no wind protection, then your helmet will make for the necessary aerodynamics if you properly crouch on the fuel tank. Well, moreover, it is also important to stay tucked in while going fast and not get upright at any moment, because that will lead to a sudden whip of air on your upper body, thereby making the whole bike unstable. The straight line stability will get hampered seriously. And it is at such times that tank slappers happen. And once that starts happening, you lose control. You lose a majority of control on the bike, and you may just, crash. And now that reminds me of what to do while you are having a tank slapper. So if you are going through a tank slapper, it is difficult to remember, but you have to keep it in your subconscious mind that you shouldn't be trying too hard to control the steering. Let the bike do whatever it is doing, and if you are lucky, your bike will come back up straight. Otherwise, you'll crash, because you are gonna be crashing anyway if you try to hold on and control the handlebar firmly. So that's what you should be avoiding. Now, moving to the seventh point, you also need to learn slow speed handling. Now, low speed maneuvers like taking a U-turn or making your way through slow traffic is also a tricky business, especially in the case of big adventure bikes that are pretty tall and heavy. Now, even if you fall while doing these slow speed maneuvers, the level of damage you will sustain won't be much, I completely agree. But it is still better to do it properly, like to avoid any sort of damage. Firstly, before you start riding the bike, it is important to get the sense of the seat height of the bike and how easy or difficult it is for you to rest your feet on the ground from the bike saddle. The importance of this activity won't be evident on a level ground, but on an uneven surface, having a good judgment of the seat height is very important. So another thing to learn here is taking U-turns, because that's when a lot of new riders tip over the bike. It's a good and safe thing to rest your feet on the ground while taking slow U-turns in small steps. But you must also learn the smoother way of leaning your body on the opposite direction of the U-turn while gradually using the throttle and the clutch. This way, you don't even need to step on the ground. However, you have to learn to keep the clutch engaged to an optimum level to keep the bike in momentum. If you fully pull the clutch while being leaned over, the bike may just tip over very easily. So this overall combination of body position, clutch, throttle comes with a little bit of practice, which you must do. So people, these were some small but useful things that will give you big results in terms of safety. And I will say it again as an ending note, as addictive and intoxicating is riding big bikes, they are equally risky if you aren't careful enough. Thank you for listening to me. You can write into us at podcast@bikewale.com. You must also follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And let me remind you, we also have a lot of interesting video content on BikeWale's YouTube channel, where we have certain two-wheeler related informative videos and a lot of reviews. So go check them out, like, share and subscribe to our channel. I'll see you next week.